I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? I don't think that I could live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Now I done seen them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, he give them to me every day. I love God. You don't love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, I love him. Love him, love him.
A minute, shawty. Oh, yeah. All right, family. All right. All right, our family. All right, we're going to get ready to get into it. Let's get into it. Shalom, shalom, shalom. How y'all doing out there, sisters and brothers? How y'all doing out there? Oh, man. Yeah, start this off right here with Erica Campbell, man, talking about I love God. Oh, most definitely. I love Yah. Most definitely, y'all. And she said, what's wrong with you? But I ain't gonna say what's wrong with nobody. You know, it's just some, you know, something. You know, we just understand. Just a song, y'all. Just a song. This is not never targeted at no one in particular. How y'all doing out there, sisters and brothers? How y'all doing out there, sisters and brothers? Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome in to another broadcast right here of Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. It's been a while. It's been a while. Been a while since I did a broadcast, especially live. I played, I think, some shows loaded up to the archives. But all praise to the Most High Yah. We in his house again, right here on what they call a Wednesday night. And I just want to come in the house and just talk to you briefly and just share with you some things for a minute. I want to talk about, man, today, the existence of God and the Bible. Yeah, most definitely, man. And I don't think there's going to be a long broadcast. I don't really have no notes or nothing that I'm really going to be going into far as scriptural wise anything. I just want to come in here and just have a quick discussion with you, if you don't mind. If y'all don't mind, y'all don't mind, do you? Like it's all praise to the Most High Yah. We give him the praise and we give him the gratitude, the Most High Yah, always the creator of the heavens and the earth. And I know some call him by different names or whatnot, but we say it in the Hebrew language. We say the word Yah. Some say Yahweh, some say Yehovah, some just say, you know, the tetragrammaton. We just say the Most High Yah, the Most High. There's no distinguishing. I mean, there's a distinguishing right there. When you say the Most High, none is higher than we say the Most High. There may be some, like they say, y'all, it may be a lot of them out there, but you know, a lot of them imitation ain't nothing like the real. So we give praise to the Most High Yah. The creator of the heavens and the earth and everything that's in between and in it and under it and all of those good things. One more time, like I said, I thank y'all always for tuning in right here to Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. You can find the podcast right there on the various distributing apps such as iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and the Apple Podcast Store. And there's many more outlets that you can catch the Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, if you want to catch it in the archives, where we broadcast right here live on TalkShoe.com. TalkShoe.com is the homepage and distributing hosting site right here for Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. And also, you can catch a little bit on YouTube. I hadn't did a YouTube video in a while, but you still can go over there and follow and subscribe to the YouTube channel Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, the same as right here, for when I do another video. This video also, I mean, this broadcast also, I will load it up the Blog Talk Radio for on our Culture Freedom Radio page as well tonight. I'll load it up there after I finish right here. But let's get into it. Let's get into it right here, man. First of all, I got to open up with some wisdom. Let's go to the book of Proverbs. We got to get some wisdom up in this house. We always have to open up with some wisdom. We go to the book of Proverbs, the first chapter, and we go to the fifth verse right here. Let's get to the fifth verse. Well, Solomon was talking to his sons and giving his sons instructions. And here's what he told them, man. Here's what he said in verse 5 here of chapter 1, Proverbs. He says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall obtain unto wise counsel. One more time. Let's read that one more time, y'all, sisters and brothers. It says that a wise man will hear, this is the regular King James Version, and will increase in his learning. And a man of understanding shall obtain unto wise counsel. Yes, sir. And let's jump down to verse 6 as well. To understand a proverb and the interpretations, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. All praise to the Most High Yah. As we said in the Hebrew language, we say is hallelujah indeed. All right, y'all, let's talk about something. I want to share something with y'all tonight. Hey, man, I have in a topic title right here, the existence of God in the Bible. I just want to talk about the existence of God. And I'm just using this English title tonight. I usually would be saying the Alahayim, we would use Alahayim, Psalm said Elohim, but I'm going to keep it simple and plain for everybody to understand. I'm just use this word God, this English word God here. Existence of God. I have something like a thing in the scripture, just threw up something briefly. Explaining God. Explaining even the existence of God. Have y'all ever had to have a conversation about explaining God, what we call God, the existence, the Most High? Y'all ever had to have a conversation, you as a, and I almost have a believer. Now, whether you're a Christian or you're Israelite or a Muslim, whatever, you know, did you say you believe in God? Now, this is open tonight. It ain't just for about the Hebrews or the Israelites here. This is those who believe in the Bible or, you know, just y'all just tuning in and y'all believe in a, you know, a God concept. Have you ever had to try to explain it? And you're trying to give an explanation of God. And I just give y'all an example. For me, it sometimes and somewhat is hard to put it in, find the right words to explain the Most High. And I say that because now, and I said like now, if someone, well, what is the Most High? What is God? I mean, what is this thing God you talk? Now, if you had something I can put my hands on, put my eyes like a statue and say, here, see, here's God right here. This is God. You know, like we have certain monuments or statues that people had by, you know, the statue of Baal, Moloch, what is it, Remphan, and all of these statues, Zeus and all of that. They had statues of them. So you can like, well, that's God right there. You know, you had some. When you have, like we have in Israel, you have an unseen God, something that you can't see. It's a power, but you can't see. You can't Google search and show this God or this power, right? And trying to explain it somewhat can be difficult. Now, and I'm saying somewhat difficult because let's say a person who do not subscribe to a God concept. So they now it's easy, like for like say if I'm talking to a Christian now, even though, you know, we might have some difference of doctrines and different beliefs dealing with certain things, but they can grasp a little bit what you're talking about God, because they believe in this God. They had somewhat experience of dealing with, you know, God. They understand somewhat of the concept of God and dealing with God. But maybe someone who don't, or maybe used to, somewhat had, but they fell out of it. I don't know. I just find it sometimes it is difficult really explaining it, that thing of God. Because like I said, that's why they say your walk with God is a personal relationship. What happened with me and how I experience this power that we call God can be totally different from someone else. And a lot of things is how we see things spiritually. How do you see or deal with spirituality? How do you see things in spirituality? And how's your spiritual life? And I give y'all something right fast. Now, some people, it may say it just is just a coincidence. I mean, that's, come on, man, that's petty. You know, just some people. But I tell you, like, for like, you know, people who believe in God or whatever, and they'll discuss it. And I'll give y'all an example first of all. Now, I ordered a Bible, and I was trying to order me another African Heritage Bible. I had plenty of different kinds, but I was trying to order me another because I had two of them. I gave them away. So I wanted me another one, you know, another African Heritage Bible. And it was one of the Bibles that was put together by some a Christian theologian, Black Christian theologian, along with some brothers and sisters from the Hebrew, what they call the Hebrew Israelite community. And like I said, I've had some, I've gave them away because it has a lot of things, not from a Eurocentric point of view, but what we might call an Afrocentric point of view, and show us in the Bible. But anyway, so when I ordered it, I tried to bid on. I bid on it on eBay. I was bidding on it, and it had to bid for like $12. So I ended up bidding on it, and I bid it like $20, and it went for about what, a week or something. Nobody else bid on it. I bid it $20. So I actually won the bid. Now, but when I received the Bible yesterday, it wasn't. It was the same color, the case and everything, you know, the leather casing that goes on the covering, was the same color that it was on eBay. But when I got it, I opened it like, wait a minute, hold up. This ain't the Bible I ordered. This ain't it. And it was used. Now, it's supposed to be used. I said, this ain't the African Heritage. But man, what is this? It's a Bible called the Subject Bible, Typical Topics, Study, and Reference Edition. Yeah, one more time. It's called the Study Bible, the Complete Topic, Study, and Reference Editions. Yes, now it's a King James Version again. And I like it though. I found that I really like it. But anyway, I could probably get back to this later on this. But when I got it, I started emailing them back to seller and say, man, this ain't the Bible I ordered, and you know, things of this nature. And, you know, we went back and forth on that issue. I said, well, since I got it, you know, I go ahead and I guess I keep it. And I'll ask them, do they still have the African Heritage Bible? If they do, I go ahead and buy it and this and that. But initially they said they had check when they get home. I guess they wasn't, it was at work or something. They hit me back and said they didn't have it. So I'm like, okay, cool. I go ahead and keep it. But if you have that one, I would buy that one too. But anyway, as I start going on YouTube, and like I always do, when I get Bibles, sometimes even before I buy a Bible, I like to go on YouTube and I like to do reviews on it. Let's see what people that has it do reviews on it. So I start looking it up and start sending reviews on it. Now, I think some that said it came out about 10 years ago, and it was like $150, and it used to come with a CD-ROM that you can load into your computer to get a lot of software. And it came with a lot of other stuff too. But I looked it up again. So I started looking it up, Google searching and trying to see. I seen the same Bible That I got for like $12. I've seen some for $135. I seen one for $135. I seen another one for like $99. I think I seen another for like $77. I said, whoa, okay. So, but anyway, when I did the reviews, I seen what it was about and all of this. I was like, man, I like this. So it helps me to find, like, with the subject matters. Like, if I'm looking up creation and like, and I wish I could show y'all, man. Sisters and brothers, but when I go to like the book of Bereshit, what they call Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, when it talks about in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, now it has a number right beside it, like 128, and what they say is like 2-in-1 Bible. Now I go and here in the Bible, then there's a second part in the back that would take me, when I look that number up, I go to that page in the back, page 128, and it will break down everything. It'll show you every scripture that's in the Bible dealing with creation. Every scripture in the Bible that deal with creation. I don't even have to move off of that page 128. I get all the scriptures right there. And so it's actually, it's good when you have a topic, when you're trying to study, like, you know, some pastors, y'all trying to do a sermon, or just anybody, you're trying to do a sermon or whatever topic on a certain topic about marriage. It helps you get all of your subject, your verses for your subject, every piece of thing that was dealing with marriage. Hell, if you had to deal with a subject counseling somebody on divorce, it'll have, you know, it'll look that up. So there's a number by each verse in the Bible. And but anyway, so when I looked at that, I was like, man, you know what? I actually needed that. I actually needed that Bible. And so when I'm going back to this whole God concept, I was like, you know what? And I emailed them back and I was like, you know what? I appreciate that. I said, you know what? I said, because they were telling me, thank you. And I thank you for being, sympathetic, you know, for apologizing. It was a mistake. I was like, you know what? Nah. I said, I appreciate it, because you know what? It wasn't a mistake. I said, the Most High actually wanted me to have that Bible. And that's when I looked at it and see, that's when I'm going to God concept again. And I was like, you know, Most High wanted me to have this, because I know about all the thing about the heritage already, about, you know, about the diaspora of the so-called Black Jews, or we say the Black Hebrews or whatnot, about whole our history, a lot of our history. In dealing with the Bible and dealing with in those areas, I already understand a lot of that. So I really didn't need another African Bible, but I wanted, because I gave mine away. So I already understand that. So now, and for mine, I was like, you know what? That's what the Most High said. Hey, forget dealing with always talking about, you know, want to just put out the nationality of who the Israelites were. You need to deal with the subject matters of what this Bible is really about. Not just cause, like, you know, we hear a lot of the brothers in the camps and stuff, not being on nobody in the camps. They always talk about that we were the Black people, that we are the true Israelites. We are the true Israelites. So you hear so much of that, but getting to the contextual part of what the Bible is talking about, and the Most High Yah is trying to convey his message about us living a rightful life, a righteous life, and how to deal with one another and all of these things. That's what the Most High want us to be. So I was like, man, you know what? That's what the Most High wanted me to deal with, the subject of the Bible, the subject of his Bible, not all about that heritage. I said, so this is what the Bible I was supposed to get. See, that's how I look at it. And a lot of people that y'all understand who deal with God, and when certain things come in your life, you might want one thing, looking at one thing one way, but some come to your way like, you know what? God, you know, God, I got you. I see. This is what you really want me to do. This is the direction you want me to do. You know, some of y'all understand what I'm saying. Y'all understand it. This is the direction our God, I understand. See, this is the God, the direction you really supposed, you want me to really go in. I got you. I feel you. See, something spiritually, you see it. See, something like this is hard to explain to a person who never had. I don't want to say like they never had a person a relationship, because I don't want to, like, I'm targeting somebody or just trying to, you know, since nobody had. They don't know God. I don't want to say that. That's why I said sometimes it's difficult to explaining the concept of God or just explaining God in itself. You have to experience it and basically deal with, I guess, the God or have that relationship. And when things have come your way, you will understand it. It's like certain things that happen. And while a lot of people we know, we like, and there's people who don't even deal with religion or whatever, like this whole thing, what you might call religion, probably like what y'all call Judaism or the Israelite culture or even Christianity and basically Islam. And I'm naming those because that's what people say, those three monotheistic or Abrahamic religions. That's what people might say. And they don't deal with it, but they don't deal with that. But they realize there's something, a power that's higher than them. They realize this in their life. They might not say God and, you know, or none of that stuff, but they know it's something greater than them. They can't explain it either. And it's like certain things that happen in some people's lives and they like, man, I know it wasn't me, bro. I know I it wasn't me that did this. And they might've been sick or something and they got over it. Bruh, it wasn't me. I didn't do that. I know it was something greater than me that brought me out of this because I tried everything in my power and it didn't work. But when I was at my last straw and about to give up, man, something pulled me through. Something pulled me through. Something told me to do this, try this. And I did it and it. And man, I'm back on my feet. I was financially about to go bankrupt. Some told me to do this, try this, just do this right here. And I guarantee you, you're going to come through. And I did it. So I don't understand. I know it was a power higher than me because I gave up. I'm not saying me personally, but I'm just giving y'all an example. And a person came through, they know it was something. They can't, like they say, put their finger on it. You really can't put your finger on the Most High, but they know it was a higher power than them. And they just say, hey, man, God brought me out. It's like a person who's been on drugs and something. And then they tried all kind of ways. And then they feel like, say, hey, man, God, please help me. They might not never call on nobody before, you know, other than their mama or their parents that get them out of trouble when they got in trouble. God, please help me with this. I can't take it. I've tried all my can. I don't have the power. Give me the strength to do so and so. And people have overcame a lot. So I was like, you have to go through some stuff. Like people tell you some things to understand, you have to go through it to better understand it. And me, myself, there was a time my family would always, you know, most of my family, I've been Christians, grow up as, you know, in a Christian church. And I've, you know, been in Christianity, and then I got into Islam, then I bagged away from that. Then it got to a point, it was a point in time, I was banging on the Bible, man. This God concept, I was banging on it. The hell with God, so-and-so, so-and-so. And there was a pastor that I'd be listening to his radio show. You know, he do like, you know, just not just on the Bible, but he'd talk about different stuff, politics and things that's happening in the communities. And I remember hearing him when he was talking about how he used to be an ex-stripper and he's out here robbing. He said, I used to be out here robbing churches. And I'm not talking about churches chicken. I'm talking about actual churches. That's what he used to say. He said, man, and it was a point where I used to read the Bible just to prove God didn't exist. He said, I used to read that Bible so much trying to prove God it didn't exist. Now, God showed me that he do. And now he's a pastor. So now I remember hearing that. So he went in there trying to find everything in that approved in that Bible, find some faults in it. And he ended up becoming a preacher in the end. So he tried to prove that God didn't exist. And it was kind of like me. I got to the point, man, talking bad about the Most High, talk bad about the Bible. You know, I'm listening to this some of this comedic stuff at the same time, the Bible, and end up finding stuff, going to Bible, try to find faults, like the pastor, try to find faults with it, and end up finding myself getting into the Bible and said, man, hey, whoa, hold up, there's some stuff in here, bro, like, because when instead of listening to what somebody else was telling me about the Bible, and I'm looking at it from their eye point of view, The Most High showed me, look at it from a spiritual point of view, and I really saw it from my eyes, and I seen some things, and I that resonated and manifested in life. I saw, it's like, hold up, man, it's something to this Bible. There's something else to this. Because I used to do the thing with the, I did a show on Blog Talk Radio some years ago. Well, myself and a brother, Eric. And it was about why do God play favoritism and stuff like that. And I was talking about how the Most High, why would he choose a particular people and talking about make them his favorite. And I said that would make other people jealous. It would just be like a parent choose one child and hold them at high regard to the other child will be mad. So when the mom and dad are around, that particular child who wasn't, then the parent don't favor, he get mad and go over there and start to tearing up the other child's toy because he get jealous and he get mad. I that's what I was saying, y'all. But see, because I was going, why God paying favoritism to the Israel, that's why everybody else mad at God, said hell with God, and you know, so on, so this and that. But see, I didn't understand the text. I didn't really truly understand the text. But the text go, when you understand that scripture, when he said that, and he's talking about why he chose Israel and made them a special people unto himself, it wasn't just because he wanted to play favorite and use Israel to make people mad. No, he was trying to use Israel to be an example to the rest of the people, because the Most High, as he was saying, he tried to reach out. He was reaching out to all of these other nations, but they want to worship the rock. They want to worship they want to worship a tree god. They want to worship the sun. They want to worship the moon. They want to worship things that were created by the creator instead of worshiping or giving reverence and praise to the creator instead. See, I remember like in Islam, and I used to study Islam, so about they would rather worship the creation and rather instead of worshiping and giving praise to the creator. I'm going to say it again. They would rather worship the creation instead of worshiping and giving praise and reverence to the creator, the one who created it. See, given instead of you want to worship the sun, something that was created itself, instead of worshiping the maker who made the sun. So that's what Israel was saying. Hey, y'all worshiping this and worshiping the stone god. Hey, man, that thing ain't got no power. It has no power. So I've been trying to reach these people. Mother, I've been trying to reach these people. So you know what? Israel, you. I want to make you. I want to use you. I want to use you as an example, right? I want to use you as an example. If you follow my instructions, as y'all say law, people say law, Torah, the law, you follow my teaching, you follow my instructions, right? And when you follow my way, and I'm going to give you something for it. I'm going to reward you for it now. But only if you follow my instructions. Oh, you're going to come out with great benefit, because I need you to do this favor. I created these people, but they hard-headed. They don't want to listen to me. They don't want to listen to me. I tried everything to get their attention. They don't want to listen to me at all. They hard-headed. They are hard-headed, stiff-necked people, like the Most High told Israel. They don't want to worship. They want to worship. They like the sun. I understand. That's a bad thing. When I created it, I said the same thing too. That sun, that's something else, there, Jack. That's Most High. I'm talking like I'm the Most High right now, y'all. That's a bad thing, but hey, it ain't me though. I created it. I looked at it too, like, boy, that's a bad thing. They're gonna like it right there. They're gonna like that now. Yeah, give them warmth, it give them some light, huh? The greater light, as it says in the book of Bereshit. But anyway, so I need y'all to do something for me. Follow my teachings, follow my instructions. I'm gonna give y'all this handbook to follow, right? A guide to help y'all life. And when other people see, right, when y'all doing this right, they're going to look at you. I need y'all. Some people are going to look at you and they're going to say, man, we need to be like them people there. I don't know who that God is they following, but we need to find out. Y'all ever heard people say that? I've heard people say that. Man, I don't know who that God you following. Who's that power you that been helping you? But I need to find out. I need to be with that guy. I've actually had people tell me that before. My grandmother once was telling me something about. That's when I got in Islam one time. You know, I was out there rowdy in the street, cutting up sideways, as old folks say, man, cutting up sideways. But I had a change my life. And because I was in jail and I got out and I changed, and my grandmother seen how I changed. I wasn't in the street no more. I wasn't doing that. I was studying and sitting there. And she was like, my uncle, he was out there in the street wilding out. She used to always get on him and all that. And she said this at the time. And I know my grandmother was a diehard Christian. And I always thought that when I started practicing Islam, my family was probably going to be upset about it, you know. But my grandmother said this at one time. She said this. Well, may the peace and blessings be upon her soul as well. She said this. I don't know what Muhammad teach y'all, but you need to teach your uncle. Now, even though he's about Islam, but shit, I don't know what Muhammad teach y'all. I don't know if she was talking about Elijah Muhammad, whoever, I don't know. She didn't specify. She said, but you need to teach your uncle. And what it was, she saw the discipline. She saw the change in me from being in the street wilding out, acting a plum fool, getting drunk and all of that old other stuff. She saw that. And as a Christian, I just thought she was going to, you know, disapprove. Now, as a Christian, she's telling me to, you know, tell my uncle, I don't know, show him what Muhammad, whatever Muhammad told, you know, show us so my uncle can change his life. You know, I was like, whoa. So I might be on the right track now. You know, that's how I looked at it. Because when she just approved that, I was like, I might be on the right track. If grandmama approved it as a Christian, it's like, oh, man. So, but anyway. So that's what, when we said the Most High chose as a favorite. So when somebody see you, they saw that, they see that change. That's what the favoritism was. That's what the favorite was. And that's why he chose him as I like to say, example people. It wasn't to make other people mad. It was to make other people, these other nation who was getting into all kind of, what we say, heathenish stuff, as they say in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 10. You know, we're talking about that Christmas tree. Do not be like the heathens that rave. And y'all know that thing, whole Jeremiah. Cut down the tree and decorate it with silver and gold and fasten it with a hammer. Y'all know. So, but anyway, so with that. Yeah, okay. My bad, y'all. My camera was going off. But with that, got a little distracted. May the peace and blessings be upon. But yeah, so. I hate when I get distracted like that, y'all. I be making the cameras go off. I had to see what's going on. Make sure you ain't getting no intruders. But yeah, so that's what it was about. The example, man, that when people see things, it change your life. So, you know, somebody will see how you change your life and they're like, you know, man, who is this? What is it? What power that made you do? Because I remember, bro, you used to be wild out here. I remember you used to be such and such a bro. Said, man, I gave my life to God, man. You did what? Gave my life to God, brother. I can't do that no more. I don't do those things like I used to. It's even now, man. I be around people and maybe at work or somewhere and music or something that I maybe used to listen to. And that's why a lot of y'all brothers and sisters know from Blog Talk, I used to do music and stuff and DJ and all of that. I can't even do that no more because it's certain things now. That at as a what do you say, a more as a teacher now and trying to serve the Most High, I can't indulge in certain music, play it, and you know that certain type of music and deal with certain type of music. Really, I don't even want to listen to music too much anymore anyway. And but anyway, like it's certain things like certain music I don't want to hear. Conversations I don't want to indulge in. So you know, is things of life changing for you? Your life will change for the better, you know, and especially with this world that we in now. And I'm gonna tell y'all something, man. A lot of people, y'all probably say, man, hell with all of those God stuff, man. So and so. I'm gonna tell y'all something. The way you looking at America right now, the way America is going, and especially the world, but I'm gonna keep it in America because that's why I reside right here in America. A lot of people who don't care about a God or this God concept or whatever, we don't believe in it. I'm going to tell y'all something. America, that's what America really wants y'all to be. Right now, the things they're pushing in America, all of this perversion, sexual perversion, this homosexuality and all kind of unrighteousness in the land right now that they're pushing. They want you to do that. That's exactly the road they want you to go to be on. And I'm going to tell you something. To my melanated brothers and sisters, you call black or whatever, I'm going to tell you something. That is really your biggest mistake. When have ever in black, y'all, this, they talking about this Black History Month. Whenever in Black history, antiquities, I can't get that word out right. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Ancient times, find me an ancient black culture, civilization, whatever. I don't care if it was 10 people in a tribe. Show me. Find me. Send me something. I give y'all an email or send it to me where you can find where it wasn't melanated people on this planet that didn't have a spiritual system, who didn't believe in a supreme being. Show me an atheist, as y'all what they want to say, an atheist don't believe in God. Now, if that's where they go with that, the Greek thing, atheist. Show me a African or black ancient atheist civilization. Now, we don't want to talk about Kemet. You can go back way back then. Show me that. I would love to see it. I would love to see it. You may be hard pressed to find out, unless you're finna go back to the Neanderthals and something like that, Cro-Magnon, man. And you want to go back there? Now you want to use that, which I don't believe in that. But we want to be talking about the Homo sapien man. You've shown me where that African, so-called African, or even in the East, never had a spiritual system, who didn't believe in some kind of a supreme being, didn't believe in a God. Their system, their whole civilization was set up and based around pleasing the gods. Yes, sir. Kemet, all of those temples and monuments in Tameri was about set up for the gods. They worship the Netru, as they say, the Netru. Monuments, temples to these deities, these Neturs. Now, I know in modern time today, we don't give a damn about the God concept. But I'm telling you, like I'm going back to America. Oh, y'all going to wish y'all had. You're going to wish you had some kind of power to call on. Because this is what they want you to be, powerless. Even during slavery here in America, our ancestors, even though what they went through, they still were going through what they was through, but they still believed, they clinged on and held on and believed in a higher power, supreme being. You might go, see that, man? See that what I'm talking about? See? But yeah, they believed in it, but he didn't come help them and he didn't come save them. I know somebody's going to say that. He allowed them to go through all that. Well, I know that's going to come up. I know that's going to come up. But at the same time, Reverend Nat Turner, not just him, but there's plenty of them, revolted because of them believing in this higher power, and it caused them to revolt. Huh? It made them like, wait a minute now. They seen something when they were reading the story about Moses, Moshe, and they're like, whoa, I see us in this story. No, we got to do something about this. Most High gave them the power and gave them the inspiration to go and do what they did. See, we ain't going to probably hear about a lot of them stories because they don't want you to hear that. And I want you to know when you tap back into your spiritual power, what's going to happen, right? What you can do. They don't want you to tap into or have a connection with the Creator, brothers and sisters. That's what they want. They want you to deny the Most High, or what y'all some would say God. They want you to deny that power. And we just say, like we say in Hebrew, we said that word God, we use the word in Hebrew, meaning the Elohim, way before word God came into existence. This English dramatic word God was plenty other words that they used, depending on what language you was using. But in Hebrew, we use, go back to the old, what they call the Paleo or the Phoenician Hebrew. We say the word Elohim, meaning the power, meaning power. As he would say in Islam, they would say the source, Allah, meaning the source, the power. Yeah, the power, man. So, yeah, sometimes it's difficult. I would just say for me, I'm just keeping it personally for me. To exactly explain exactly what we mean by God. And you can just say easily, because I remember somebody said, man, explain what God is. Well, everything around you, brother, everything around you is God. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I remember as a Nawabian, I don't even have it in front. We used to have, it used to be something we used to chant called the all prayer. And you know, we just talk about El Kalum, going back to the Sumerian El Kalum. We say a part of the all. I am a part of the all, and the all is a part of me. And even in African, y'all going back and look at African spirituality and concepts. I wonder, can I find that? And how it talks about, a brother had a video. He was even talking about how in Africa, or an African spiritual concept of the Most High. Oh, shoot, I'm not signed in. I can't play it. I'm not signed in. I might. I got to see. I was trying to see if I signed in and play this video. I guess I might. Let me see if I remember my passwords. But anyway, he's saying like the Most High, when you say that, it is part of everything. You know, yes, he's a part of the tree. The essence of the Most High is a part of the tree. We don't worship the tree, but yes, he's a part of it. I got it. I'm trying to find it, sister and brother. I think I've got the video. I'm going to seek and I'll play some of it if I can. Let me see. Okay, let me see if I play a little bit of this right here, and then I got to get up out of here. Let me see how.
Hi. This morning, I'm going to share some information on African spirituality and try to clear up some misconception about African spirituality and our concept of God. Now, first and foremost, we need to understand that to traditional African people, spirituality is the basis of all things in life. It guides all institutions that govern everyday living for the people. Now, many of us here in the West, we have a general misconception and misunderstanding of what African spirituality is. One such misconception is the African concept of God. This misconception arises because we try to interpret African spirituality the same way we interpret or the same way we practice Western religion system. Now, the traditional African way of thinking is as far from the East to the West when it comes to the Western way of thinking. So any attempt to understand African spirituality based on a Western viewpoint will end up being flawed and, you know, the thesis will fall apart. Now, to traditional Africans, God is seen as the essence and ultimate reality of all things. God is not seen as separate from its creation, but it functions in different degrees in and as its creation. Now, it is said by John Mason in his book Black Gods, he says that the Yoruba people, which is a West African traditional society, God is seen in everything and have a different name for God in everything and every circumstances. In the Kemetic scriptures, which is the ancient Egyptian scriptures, in a book called The Knowing of Transformation of Ra and the Overthrowing of Apep, God, or Nebuche, which means Lord of All, is made to say, I came into being from primal matter, coming into being in the multitude of forms from the beginning. Now, this is a clear indication that from the traditional African viewpoint, God is not separate from things, or God is not separate from creation. Now, in relation to man, since God is not separate, our interaction with the Supreme Being is different from that of Western religious system. Unlike Western religions, who require their members to worship God, in the traditional African approach, we are required to cultivate the characteristics of God in our being. These characteristics are personified as the spiritual agencies underlying all bases of life. The misunderstanding of these spiritual agencies has led Western man to think that African people are polytheists, but that's not the case. The rituals and ceremonies that are performed for these so-called gods are actually the methods we use to invoke and develop these spiritual agencies within our own being. In the Yoruba tradition, which is the same West African spiritual tradition, these spiritual agencies are called orishas. In the Kemetic or the ancient Egyptian system, they are called as Neteru, where we get the Latin word natura, where we get the word nature from. Now, in the handbook for the Yoruba religious concept, it says Orisha as a term is actually the combination of two Yoruba words. Ori, which is the relative spark of human consciousness. It also, the word Ori also means head in Yoruba language. And Sha, which is the ultimate potentiality of that consciousness to enter divine consciousness. So here we see that these spiritual agencies, or the orishas, are the means by which our consciousness is united with the divine consciousness, or the consciousness of God. Ra'unefer Amen, the leading authority of Kemetic spirituality, and someone I look up to, and who has taught me a lot in terms of understanding African spirituality, says in his Mitoneta Volume 1 that the Neteru, or deities, represent the laws governing our lives on earth. Observing these laws allow them to fully bring forth their powers through our being. So here we have, you know, from the ancient Egyptian standpoint, that these spiritual agencies are seen as laws in which, when we align ourselves and, you know, observe these laws, we manifest the power of the Supreme Being in our lives. So therefore, the worship of God, according to the traditional African concept, is to develop these spiritual agencies to manifest in our lives, to manifest the power and wisdom of the Supreme Being in our lives. Now, though God is impersonal to traditional Africans, it becomes personal through us, through our spiritual development. Now, to conclude, African spirituality is not just a religion. It's a complete way of living, a complete way of life. It guides all aspects of our living and our relation with others. Our concept of God cannot be understood from a Western viewpoint because of the different way of thinking of Western man and the traditional Africans. God is not separate from creation. God is not separate from man. The worship of God consists of the cultivation and development of spiritual agencies that are the underlying basis of all things and activities in the world. It is through the process of spiritual cultivation that the Supreme Being becomes personal in our lives, sharing with us its wisdom and power. So I encourage you, especially my brothers and sisters of African descent, to explore more into the traditions of our ancestors. You know, to dig deeper into African spirituality is to get a deeper understanding of who you are and who God is. It's not a case of being, you know, informed about God through scriptures and sermons, but it's a direct knowledge and experience of God in your daily lives. Peace and blessings. Have a good day.
All right. Let me get this mic turned back up here. Let me get this mic turned back up. There we go. All right. Let me see here. Yeah, you can actually find that video on YouTube. It's African Spirituality and Concept of God. African Spirituality and Concept of God would be the name of that particular video. Now, I know y'all say, man, wait a minute, Hebrew, what you playing? Now, some of it talking about some, you know, talking about the Kemet and all of that. I'm just, look, get you to understand and just go over. Look, I'm not closed minded. I ain't that type of, would you say, an Israelite or Hebrew. I'm not that type. Don't throw away no knowledge. As you see, when you understand again, when you, I don't know, when you understand spirituality, you just get into the dealing with spirituality. You ain't closed mind. Like I remember when I was in Kemet, right? In Kemet, but into the Kemetic, I guess spiritual system. Some people said the science. You know, like they say the God Shu. Like he was saying, God is a part of all. This power is a part of everything. Everything in nature is a part of what we call the God or whatnot, the Creator. Now, some might break the power of God up into individual like deities or somewhat, right? And I give you this example of what I'm somewhat talking about. Going back to Kemet. Now, they might, in a cosmological explanation of the mythology dealing with nature, they might have, you'll see a concept of a God named Shu. Y'all heard of that before? Not Nike shoe, but shoe, S-H-U, and shoe would be like the wind. This is the God, the wind. He was the wind. Y'all knew Nut, you know Geb, you know those things like that. It was dealing with things in nature, but they explained it, and it had it like a concept of a person, but it was actually explaining a lot of stuff in cosmology of the cosmos. And you got to understand but they broke it up in those certain ways. And even when you go to the Roman and Greek culture, they might have what is Thor or some, the god of lightning. I can't give all them different names of what they concepts, what it were, Jupiter or whatever, the, you know, God of Thunder. I don't know that saying he's the God of Thunder. I'm just giving y'all some examples. I'll put them names and characteristics exactly what it were. They might hear the thunder. Oh, that's Zeus. That's so-and-so. That's so-and-so. The rain god. Maybe, I don't know, whatever. And that was the only thing. Now, I know some cultures and African cultures, they say, well, they believe in a supreme being, but they will break it down into individual gods higher than that. That's why I like to say, they say the Netru, they break it down in different. But anyway, but in the Hebrew cultural tradition, we have no but one. And we say, Yah. We don't have nothing. That's why we have something in the book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 6, verse 4, where we have something we quote called the Shema. We say, Shema Israel, Yehovah Eloheinu, Yehovah Achad. That means, hear, O Israel, Yehovah, or some say Yahweh, is one. It said, hear, O Israel, Yehovah, our Elohim, or our God, or our power, Yah, is one. Shema, Yasha Allah, Yehoah, Eloheinu, Yehoah, Akkad. We say he's one. We don't split his power. We don't split Yah up. And like Christianity now has this thing. They said God has a son named JC. Y'all know the name. Or Yahshua, some may say, in the Messianic community. And they say that he split his power. It's a trinity. You have the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, which make up this one God, supreme God. Three individuals, but they say it ain't three individuals. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit make up the deity called God. You ain't gonna find it in... Now, even Messianics, I don't know if they believe that, but they still subscribe to the Yahshua type thing. They might as well. But that's what most of Roman Catholics and some of these churches, they believe. We don't do that. We know ain't nothing. It's one. We don't split that power up. You said the Most High is all of that. You know, he's all of everything. We don't split him up into individual deities or netters and call, you know, and split that up. He said, I am the only one. Have no one besides me. Well, I get into that another time. I just want to come in the house. I hadn't been on in a minute, sisters and brothers, and right here on Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. Most High is willing. I got to stay consistent, bringing you some classes, and I most definitely I got these new Bibles and things, and man, I got to go ahead and I got all of these subject Bibles. I got to bring some subject matters and start getting back. We had those old unholy days that they call holidays for the heathens and the pagans and whatnot. You know, y'all know the days they had with these other gods that they were giving. You know, I ain't gonna call them names. You know, it's like Saturnalia and all that stuff. Y'all know what that is. But anyway, all of those out the way. So my work schedules had been crazy. It's out the, you know, like out the yin yang, and a lot of other spiritual stuff that was throwing me off. So I was the most I willing. I get back on track to start get these Shabbat classes on and some other biblical classes and things on. So yeah, so just stay locked, man. Subscribe to and follow the shows, and that way when I come on, you will get the notifications and things like that. And like I said, you can follow the shows right there on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and the Apple Podcast Store, and much, much more. Follow Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, and like I said, our main show page right here is on TalkShoe.com. Always is a privilege and a pleasure to be in the house sharing something, information with you. And even if you're on Blog Talk Radio, you can follow, because this show will be also aired right there on Blog Talk. So you can also follow the show from Blog Talk. You can follow on those various distributing sites as well, just like you follow Culture Freedom Radio. on those various distributing sites. So the May the Most High bleed with y'all, man. And I know there's a winter weather advisory. I have to say that slow, y'all, so I won't mess it up. A winter weather advisory that's going down throughout the nation. And so, man, y'all be careful out there. Y'all try to take it easy. Be safe as much as you can. All this crazy stuff to still deal with this coronavirus. And the mentality of the people, you sure got to be careful today, man. And that's why I really got to get back in here. We could talk about some other things. You got to get back on behavior, talk about behaviors and a lot of this unrighteousness just really happening. And what can we do to help ourselves? And I said this here, man, those of you who do pray and y'all believe in that and whatnot, man, let's pray for this. Let's pray for our elders and things, because they really, a lot of them are really getting sick out here and making that transition. And because of dealing with this virus and whatever, and some of them just really catching it hard, man, you know, and not all of them are passing, but when they're catching it, man, like I had one of my coworkers, one of Hispanic brother, the brown brother, just got back from work from having it. He said, man, that was a terrible thing. So, you know, that corona is real. It's real out here, man. It's not a conspiracy thing. It's real. So we just got to pray for one another, man, and pray for good health. Brothers and sisters that have good health, and try to keep work on that immune system as much as you can. Because there are so many things that we really can pray for, not only your health, but our safety. And because the murder rate, man, is up out there, brothers, especially us in the so-called black community, man. That murder rate is out the frame. And a lot of our people, man, they mentality is out the frame. So everybody walking in the spirit like you are, man, a lot of people, man, and I would say kind of walk around with some demonic spirits on them. I'm going to say it like that, not to be spooked out, but a lot of people have a lot of demonic spirits on them, man. I'm telling you. So yeah, man, just pray for elders, each other, man, and try to stay safe as much as you can do. And I always say, man, stay in the will of the Most High, learned, these laws, these statutes and commandments, which we would say, learn the instructions, get the teachings, man, to help you with your life, your dietary laws. Just try to learn this stuff, man, because it is a manual for your life. It is a manual for life to help you better yourself as a human being, as an individual, so you can also maybe be a reflection. Once you get yourself right, man, you be a reflection to somebody else, and they will be a better human. They will be a better individual or a person in life. That's what it's about. Reflection. Not only you reflect on your own personal life, you'll be a reflection to somebody else. They see how you are and they want to, you know, they emulate you and your righteousness. Because I know, I'm going to say this and I get out of here. I remember when I was in the street doing wrong, I had people looking at that and wanted to be like me when I was doing dirt, brag about me when I was doing dirt in the street. That wasn't a good thing. Like I've seen, they used to talk about some years ago, I used to see young brothers and talk about, man, I remember you used to do that. Whoa, bro. That's the old me, bro. That's the dude in the past, bro. No, I don't want you to remember him. He's gone. That dude is out of here. I need you to see me now, like Kumo D, how you like me now. That's what I need you to see, that individual. If you want to be like anybody, be like this new individual that the Most High have made me come into being. That's who you need to look at and look at him. And if you want to emulate anything, emulate that new person. And get to know what it is or who it is that made that old me change into the new me. All praise due to the Most High, y'all. May y'all have may the Most High bless y'all out there and keep y'all safe. Until next time, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to Liberation Tabernacle Ministries. I am, Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, you're formerly known as Liberation Tabernacle Ministry. I am your Elder the Moray right here, Brother Arya Yahweh Yasha Allah right here for Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise to the Most High Yah. Peace.
The wake up early, do a little studying, take the dog out, finish that audiobook
until the very end.
Finish that workout, then stop by McDonald's for breakfast and somehow manage to do it all before that 10 a.m. meeting meal. There's a meal for every morning at McDonald's.
Pair our delicious hash browns with the sweet and savory taste of a sizzling sausage McGriddles or a crispy chicken McGriddles for only $2. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.